got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage everybody to go to our website, download our app, or go in the Apple Google Store and download the app, or sit in a chair and go, Alexa, enable Devil Radio. And you go, after that, you go, Alexa, play Devil Radio. Take Devil Radio 24/7 wherever you go, favorite shows. Click on the link, support Devil Radio. There are more than 80 right-wing broadcasts going out every day in Wisconsin, attacking our elections, attacking our democracy, spreading the big lie. Devil Radio is the one clear, strong voice standing up against that. Well, we got a true piece of breaking news. We got a tip that was just called in by Ian of Madison. Ian of Madison has told us that he just got in the mail a flyer that said Scott Fitzgerald for U.S. Senate. Now, let me unpack that and parse that. Scott Fitzgerald is a right-wing guy. There's no way he should ever be in the Senate. But the fact that that is circulating tells me a lot. So, Ian, thank you for calling that in. And here's what it is. Scott Fitzgerald is the congressman from the 5th Congressional District. That's, you know, Waukesha County, Jefferson County, that area. Scott Fitzgerald was the Republican head of the state Senate until Jim Sensenbrenner, who had served for more than 40 years, stepped down from that district, and Scott Fitzgerald ran for it in a primary and won, beat the Democratic nominee, and so he is the congressman and has done nothing. He's done nothing, a seat warmer, done nothing except vote badly in anything he can against anything that Joe Biden is doing, anything constructive anybody is doing. The fact that he would send out a flyer saying Scott Fitzgerald for U.S. Senate tells me a lot of things. You know, Ron Johnson would dearly like to run again. That's the Senate seat we're talking about. He'd dearly like to run again. But he has a couple of problems. First of all, he promised, gave his word, that he would only do two terms, and he just is finishing two terms. So he'd have to break his word. He's already started to say things like, I don't want to run, but the people are demanding it, which is manifestly false. People think he's sort of a Frankenstein. They don't want him at all. He's the anti-vaxxer who held an anti-vax conference over in La Crosse saying it was bad. He's the guy saying that if you gargle with mouthwash, it will beat COVID. He's the guy that said if you take hydroxychloroquine, it will, or ivermectin. Ivermectin is the dewormer for cows and horses. And the FDC, the Food and Drug Commission, finally came out, Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, came out with a humorous piece of radio. You are not a horse. You don't weigh 2,000 pounds. Whatever you do, don't take this dewormer. But Ron Johnson was pushing in hydroxychloroquine, the anti-malaria drug. He's also the guy who said he doesn't trust the CIA and the FBI. If you have a senator, especially a Wisconsin senator, who says he doesn't trust the CIA and the FBI, but he trusts Trump and Putin, he should have been out a long time ago. We're not putting up with that. We're a patriot state. We sent many regiments down to support Abraham Lincoln in the Civil War. Our people fought with great valor throughout all the wars in this history, in this country. And this guy is not even a veteran, shooting his mouth out. We don't want this guy. We do not want this guy. He's hired a campaign staff. He's trying to raise money. He's sniffing around. He says he'll declare. What this tells me, it is possible that there's some inside speculation that he won't run again because he's so toxic, so bad, so weird, can't get elected. And then as Katie barred the door, everybody is going to go at it. Now, Fitzgerald is not going to end up in the U.S. Senate. Fitzgerald is a guy, you know, he's one, you know, these dark money, black ops androids, these Stepford wives, all these, you know, but what does he run for? This governor and senator. Well, Governor Rebecca Clayfish. Rebecca Clayfish is kind of like Kristi Noem, South Dakota, Kim Reynolds of Iowa, attractive woman with nothing between her ears, absolutely nothing between her ears, a cheerleader for the Republican Party and donors. That's all she is. We cannot possibly have an unbroken line from South Dakota to Iowa to Wisconsin with this kind of governor, a cheerleader for whatever their donors want. You really can't have that. You really can't have that. It may be that people are waking up to the fact, waking up very quickly to the fact that she can't be governor in the Republican Party. The governor is not just ideological. You have to have some gravitas. You have to be able to manage a budget that's kicking up into the $80 and $90 billion range. She can't do it. So that is what is occurring. I'm going to comment a little more. I'm going to the lines, though. Adrian of downtown Madison, my friend. Thank you for calling. What's on your mind today, Adrian?
Good morning, Matt. I appreciated your discussion on the Electoral College and the false slate of electors of Wisconsin sent in. But I'm a little unclear on one thing. Who in the federal government is actually in charge of deciding that a given slate of electors submitted by one group or another isn't legitimate?
Excellent question. Ultimately, it'd be the U.S. Supreme Court. Here's the way it works, Adrian. The states certify the electors. If in our state, the governor and the secretary of state and the head of the Wisconsin Election Commission all certified Joe Biden because he actually won the state by 20,000 votes. What the Republicans were trying to do is say that Pence could overturn that. That's false. He couldn't. But if he does do it, that's where the courts come in. And so each side would go to court and the U.S. Supreme Court would have to decide. Now, the U.S. Supreme Court is 6 Republicans, 3 Democrats. But a guy like Roberts, I think, would be very, very wary, of overturning the presidential election. Alito and Clarence Thomas and Kavanaugh would not. Kavanaugh and Alito have both suggested in what's called dictum that the legislature picks them. That's toxic, very toxic. They're building on some dictum, which is sort of a side note in a case from William Rehnquist, who suggested the same thing. He's a deceased former Supreme Court justice. So it would come down to that. But I'll tell you what, in this day and age, if somebody wins the presidential election, this ain't 1876, okay? Yeah, this is not somebody plucks off a presidency. You know, we have nuclear weapons. We have the largest economy in the world. We don't run that way. I don't see any support from that from the business community. But the short answer is each state certifies. Now, let's suppose in this state we had a Republican governor, and God forbid, and so Voss and Rebecca Clayfish had certified Trump anyway and had gone up. That would be in court, and the U.S. Supreme Court would have to decide. So we have checks and balances. We have a judiciary, we have an executive, and we have a legislative Congress, the president, and the Supreme Court. And sadly, one of them has to decide, and men and women are imperfect, but it would be the Supreme Court. Thanks a lot for calling in, Adrian. Really appreciate it. We're going to take it in line. The next one is going to be Terry of the Northwoods, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Terry?
Hey, great, great show as usual. But a couple of comments here. Matt, I was out the other day having coffee in my normal coffee spot, and one of the gentlemen that I've seen there more than once, who's the police chief to one of the surrounding communities, had a pullover, sweatshirt, jacket, whatever you want to call it, that said, "Let's go Brandon" on it. And as I understand, "Let's go Brandon" is a way to say F Joe Biden. So that disturbed me bad. The second thing I want to say is we've got, I think, one of the worst congressional delegations that could possibly be. When you got Style, I believe his name is, down in the first district, you got Grothman, you got this Fitzgerald rascal you just mentioned, you've got Gallagher, and the one that represents me, Tiffany. I don't know how you can scrape the barrel any lower than that. And right. I wake up every day just trying to get through it, trying to look for something positive at 66 years old. And Matt, you keep me saying, let's put it that way. You keep me saying.
You know, Terry, I appreciate the, yeah, let me comment on what you just said. I want to unpack it. It's a very important stuff. First of all, this Let's Go Brandon, there was a NASCAR race a couple of months ago, and the crowd started to shout, F Joe Biden. Well, the announcer mistook it and it said, Let's Go Brandon. They're shouting, Let's Go Brandon. There was an airline pilot as he was landing a plane out in California over the air. He just happened to say, Let's Go Brandon, and he got disciplined. There, Joe Biden made calls to some military families, which they do every Christmas, every president. And one of the fathers said, Let's Go Brandon. But then the father issued a retraction saying he was just kidding. But then the father went on a Bannon and other podcast, and he's all for the big lie. So the truth of the matter is, some people, you know, are saying that expression. Now, the truth also is that as offensive and tasteless as it is, if that's all it is, and there's a humorous component to it, I mean, you know, Let's Go Brandon, but it's a code word for people who are Trump supporters, basically, to get together and badmouth the president. Remember something, 30% of the people at any time with any president from Franklin Roosevelt on think that the president should be impeached and thrown out of office. 30%. The best was Clinton only had 28%. Obama, there's about 32%. But any time, about 30% of the country doesn't like whoever the president is in either party. So the fact is that this time they're saying things like, Let's Go Brandon. I'm much more optimistic than people, other people are, about the prospects of the Democratic Party going forward in 2022, even though, yeah, it's an off year, and even though we're the incumbent and should lose seats, blah, blah, blah. Yes, well, in 98, we were the incumbent, and we gained 8 seats. So the truth is that Joe Biden's doing a good job, and the fact that a couple of people in the MAGA group, you know, in the Trump group, somehow think that, oh, well, we're going to say, Let's Go Brandon, kind of childish, but don't like the president. 30% at any time are going to want any president impeached, anyone, for no reason at all. There's an anti-democratic in the small d strain among people in general. Some people like authoritarianism, but the rest of us don't. We're not going to put up with it. And the whole purpose of my show, frankly, is to warn people about this stuff and things that we can do, to protect our democracy, protect our country, protect our culture. Our culture, the American culture, is based on democracy. Our economy is. Capitalism can't exist without democracy. It can't exist without democracy. And the stupidest thing that I can think of are these Republicans who want to destroy our democracy and think, oh, well, but we want our economy. No, you're not going to have anything if you destroy our economy. Take a look at Russia. Take a look at China. Take a look at all the rest of them. So there you have it. You're absolutely right. And if you look hard, you know, Fitzgerald, Tiffany, for the love of Pete, Tiffany, Ron Johnson, Style, the rest of these people, where'd they come from? Fitzgerald. You know, you think at one time we had Les Aspin, Bill Proxmire, we had Kastenmeier, you know, we had Henry Royce. I mean, we had Bill Steiger, a great Republican. We had people who were leaders. They were heads of committees. These were people who were well respected. Nobody respects these characters. Absolutely nobody respects these characters. They know they are the dregs. They're the lowlifes. They are the black ops, dark money androids. And the Stepford Wives. That's what Rebecca Clayfish is. The lines are still alive. Do not hang up. Do not hang up. I will get back to you right after the break. We're going to a break. Line's still open, 844-967-2789. Back right after the break.
I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let it go. I got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life. I'm in love.